Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Tender Loving Care. This is the podcast that breaks down everything wonderful, wild, and insane in reality television. On a Tuesday, we have our episodes that break down the 90 Day Fiancé franchise. On Wednesdays, we break down Vanderpump Rules, as well as dive into the archives of TLC and Discovery Plus, and figure out if anybody is actually learning anything from the Learning Channel. And today we are going over the Valley. Fridays are reserved for our Patreon members, in which if you are part of our Patreon family, just $5 a month, you get access to our back catalogue where we covered 90 Day Fiancé UK and a ton of documentaries about the weird, wild, wonderful, unsolved crimes, missing people, pop culture events, hauntings, poltergeists, cults, everything in between. But right now, guys, let's get into the Valley. I just finished watching the Valley. It made me angry. That last scene was really, intense. It was very, very Jax heavy, which I'm fine with because, as I've said, I mean, has Jax blocked us on Instagram? Yes. Do I think he is reality TV gold? Absolutely. So it's very heavy on Kristen and Jax. And listen, they know what they're doing because these two are gold. They're absolutely gold. So we start with Kristen in her apartment with Luke. You know I always have to pause before I say Luke because I don't understand what's going on there. I'm not going to go into it. All I'm saying is exfoliate and moisturize and we can move on. Because it is hard for me with... It's hard to see Luke. Anyway, I promise I'm being nicer. It's nearly my birthday, which I've mentioned on every single episode of the podcast this week, just FYI, because I feel as though, you know, my birthday's on May the 12th, May 1, 2. So I feel as though if I can talk about it enough with you guys, then maybe I can guilt trip enough of you to become a Patreon member as a birthday gift for me. $5 a month, links in the show notes, or perhaps purchase some of our merch. You know, I'm just figuring out, as you know, always figuring out a way to publicize the pod. And if I have to use my birthday, we use the birthday. Anyway, let's go. enough of that nonsense. Luke and Kristen, they're in her apartment discussing whether, you know, she's pregnant or going to get pregnant next month. And it's hard because as far as we know right now, Kristen isn't pregnant. And that's an incredibly tough journey to be on, you know, waiting to hopefully get pregnant the following month and things like that. So definitely sympathetic about that. that, but you know, with having said that, in related to that, it's just such an odd conversation between these two. So we know that Luke lives in Colorado, and I was going to say, what does he do? But he does have this ranch, so I presume people are running that while he's spending the summer in Los Angeles, and money is generated via the ranch. I don't know how. I don't want to know if it's anything to do with killing animals, but is it agriculture? Is that how he earns his money? I really don't know. But he's talking about how they should be getting premarital counselling. So I just want to go over, how long have they been together? I'm asking you guys as though you can shout back into your phone or wherever you're listening to this and I will hear it. But I don't know how long they've been together, but I don't think it has been a long time. They are actively trying to get pregnant in this summer that we're watching, which was the summer of 2023. And they're talking about premarital counselling. He lives in Colorado full time. He's down to film the show and to try and get pregnant in LA in this summer. She is based in LA and doesn't want to move. What do they have in common apart from having a lot of sex and being on the show? It's just all so strange to watch. So we're watching this, they're kind of going back and forth about their future and stuff like that, and something occurs to me, guys, because it was on last night, on the night before, and yesterday I recorded coverage of VPR. I'm watching Kristen, right, going at, you know, talking to Luke and saying, you know, about getting pregnant, and I don't want to be in Colorado, and Colorado, da, da, da. And it's like as though all of the voices, it's like in a movie, the voices start to fade out, and in my head, I just see memories, and a montage plays of Kristen dating James, and it blows me away. She's talking to Luke, and all I can see is just all the sound goes, and then suddenly it's just a montage of her and James getting in fights, dating. It's nuts. Being at Sheena's wedding when she slaps him because she's flirting with the taekwondo instructor or whatever it was. So weird to think of Kristen with James, DJ James Kennedy. So strange. Anyway, and then she says the ranch that Luke lives on only has to bring in their water and only just got electricity. So what does he do for money? Oh, I don't know. I would like to get into that. You know, we love the financials on this show. Love the financials. Then we go and see an odd meeting between Jasmine and Jax at Stout, which is a pub that has been on VPR a couple of times before. It's on Ventura Boulevard, and you see Jax coming up on this golf cart. Now, I need to explain to you how nervous it makes me the couple of scenes we see him in this golf cart here, and then later when he's with Brittany. They're driving down Ventura Boulevard in Studio City, where Jax's bar is and where Stout is. Stout is very close to his bar. It is such a busy road. I can't explain to you. Ventura is a massive, like the main road through the valley. So going through Studio City to Valley Village to everything, it's a really, really busy road. Tons of accidents all the time. Tons of traffic, whatever time of day. And I'm just like, what is he doing in that golf cart? It makes me so nervous to watch him in that golf cart. I don't know. And I don't know how he legally can drive that golf cart down Ventura Boulevard. Anyway, so he sat with Jasmine and they're just kind of talking about boys' nights, girls' nights, things like that. And then I love it when Jax just goes, I love to gossip. See, that is why, one, people like Jax in that sense, but essentially why he makes such a good reality TV star, because he does love to gossip. And that's what you need in a reality TV star. That, and as Danny Pellegrino says, a broken phone. So Jasmine goes ahead and just tells him what Brittany said about their sex life, and Jax goes, well, I know she's insecure about her body. And I couldn't help but just think, yeah, I'm sure whatever you've said to her hasn't helped, buddy. Just my opinion. And then he says, we will never, ever, ever end up like Jesse and Michelle. Okay, famous last words. And then Jax, of course, has to spread a rumor. So he goes, listen, I'm going to tell you something, Jasmine. Don't tell anybody else. Oh, I love that sentence. I love that sentence when I hear it with my reality TV stars, and I love it when I'm being told that sentence. He said, I was told that Michelle has been talking to other men. And it was Kristen that told me that. And it just is like perfect. It's Kristen and Jax that are gossiping about this. Mwah! Perfection. I love it. Then we go to Jax. He's in the garden trying to, we have this whole scene where he has an echoey conversation trying to call Jason on his phone, and then Danny, and they're basically, he's basically inviting them to this night where he's launching this new product. So he's partnering with this group, which, by the way, he did such a poor job of this. So obviously it's on the show, and it's a hair loss product, okay, that Jax is doing like a brand deal with. All right, and he's going to be the face of it. But what's so, and Jax does such a stupid job at this. All he does is talk constantly about what's great for my bank account, it's great for my bank account, this is really good for my bank account. But not once says the name of the product. The party that he's inviting them to in this scene, you don't even see like signage with this hair loss's like name. You see him, a flashback of him in a meeting with them, but he did a really bad job, as did the company. And I guess it does come down to editing, but there was no, the name of it was mentioned once at the dinner, and it was Zion. And that, and Jax's like, I don't even know what that means, but you know, I only care about the money. I mean, Jax, you gotta act a little better than that if you're doing these brand deals. So he's inviting them all to come to this hair loss thing. Oh, how the times have changed. No more Daily Mail parties. But yeah, so he's talking about that and inviting them all. And he's not, as it comes out, Jax is not losing his hair at all. He has a great head of hair. We see Michelle with her daughter Isabella at the soft play for like half a second. Don't really know the reason for that. Then we go to Danny and Nia's house, and we have Jason coming over and Jesse coming over because she has this social media brand deal and she has to post it, and they need to break down a daybed, build a crib, blah, blah, blah. And I was shocked at how little these people knew about breaking something down and putting it together again. Now, it's not just because they're men, I presume, or they're supposed to be really handy and women aren't. I'm just saying in general how people don't know how to do things. I am very handy. I love instructions. I love power tools. I fix my garbage disposal. I unblock sinks. I'm up there getting leaves out of gutters. Like, I love things like that. I really do. I am very, very handy. I love putting stuff together. I just reframed a whole ton of stuff in my house. Not like reframing the house, but like reframing posters and prints and doing, I love it. I love being handy and nailing stuff and hammers. Trust me, I love my toolkit. But these guys would just say, oh, I don't know. This is gonna be really hard, isn't it? And I'm, what? And then we hear Jesse, who is going through it, talk about, you know, advice he has on doing plant-based medicine work with ayahuasca. And I'm like, this is nuts. We've got to stop. We have to stop this. Because this guy does not need to be on mind-altering substances. That's all I'm going to say. He really doesn't. What about studying stoicism? What about going in and learning from great philosophical masters? No, instead he's like, you know what? I'm going to go on this trip to Peru and do ayahuasca and get off my tits for a week. It's just a lot. It's very Jesse, from what we've known. It's very Jesse. Saying he needs to step outside of his ego. Well, you're on a reality show, so good luck with that. I feel this whole scene with Jesse, I think it's, stuff is going to come out. I mean, it came out this week that Michelle, his wife, you know, they're now separated. She already has a new boyfriend. These people waste no.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
No time. I feel as though it's going to come out that Jesse did something pretty major. I think there was an incident or several instances in their marriage that has not been revealed yet. And all this stuff he's trying to do is too little too late. I think he fucked up majorly and he's trying to make amends. I don't know what he did, but there was something he did that I think was pretty big. That's my suspicion. Then we see Jax and Brittany going over to Jax's bar in that golf cart again. And I'm telling you, I was feeling hot under the collar. I couldn't watch it. I don't know if they had seatbelts on. They're buzzing down Ventura. Jax is driving. And he's like, yo, I don't even use my car anymore. I just use this golf cart. Why is he going down a golf cart? Anyway, so they get to the bar and he's like, before they go in, he's just like, Brittany, remember, you need to speak up. You need to speak up. You need to make sure that you're saying stuff. And she's like, yeah, I will. So they go there and the grand opening is supposed to be in about a month. And Brittany's talking about design and we have these random business partners there. And you just hear Jax at one point just utter, it's so hard to be married. This man is going through a big crisis. You can see they kind of talk to these designers or these partners, but then Jax has said before he put no money into this. I don't understand what's going on, but he sits down with Brittany. She goes, what's going on? And he goes, I'm stressed. I've got to raise a kid. I've mortgaged you. I have bills. And then she's like, you need to be more romantic. And he's like, I feel like I'm going to cry. This man is on the edge. This man is so overwhelmed. It's frightening. And I think you've got to remember at this point, you know, they're filming this show, but he hasn't been paid for this show yet. The way they get paid in these reality shows, the lower tier, if you will, like TLC stuff, they don't get paid until it's aired. So you can see them having money problems throughout the show. Something now with guys that have been on something like a Bravo show for a while, they will get paid in increments. So they'll sign the contract and maybe get a lump sum then, but then get it paid out in a different structure. So I'm sure he sat there at that point, still not knowing whether the Valley is going to be a success, not getting all the money straight away. And these guys are spending these houses, these mortgages, these bars and businesses. That's why he's like taking everything he can. It's a lot. Maybe he should just go back to, you know, his sweater business. Remember when he had his workout app? He was going to do a chunky sweater line. We'd love that from Jax. You know, go back to that, Jax. We get to this hair loss party and we see Schwartz come in. Schwartz is just hopping and bopping over all these shows. Brittany's mum is there with the Mimar or Mamor, or I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is when Brittany says it, but it's something like Mima or Mama or Mamor. I don't know if it's a southern thing. I just don't know what these words are. I just don't know what they are. Grandmother, but it's translated into Mima, Mamor. I don't know what it is, but Brittany's grandmother. Her grandmama is there. Editors tried to point out Jax's bald spot, but like everybody ended up saying that were guests at this party, he doesn't even have a bald spot. And then we see Jasmine takes Janet aside and claims, quote, Jax is the funniest guy in the world. Now, I think, and I would say the rest of the world, is a bit of an issue with that statement, but that's okay, Jasmine. And Jasmine has everyone's number. Jasmine knows full well, she says, Jax is a snake and Janet is a snake when it comes to gossip. And they gossip in different ways. So she's like, I knew I couldn't tell Janet something. So Janet was prodding, but she didn't get it from Jasmine. Jasmine's smart. So this party was so odd. It was like in one section of the Mondrian, and then in another section was a whole other brand deal market thing going on. It was so strange. And the whole party lasted about 2 minutes. Jax got up and did this weird speech about putting spray paint on his hair when he realised he had a bald spot. And then the men, Jesse and Jax, go outside and start chatting up this very young girl who's trying to sell outfits for Burning Man and this brand she has or that she's working for. And so it was like they were even leaving their own party. It was really strange. And then, I mean, these grown men can't even talk to a young, attractive girl. Jack's like, uh-oh, I can't look. I can't be here. Guys, if you can't even talk to a young, attractive girl without going into a full panic attack, you need more than ayahuasca. Like, you need, there needs to be a lot going. There's a lot there. And then the party was like, all right, we're all done. It was so strange that whoever this company is, like I say, I only remember it Zion because I think Brittany mentions it at the dinner that they go to afterwards. But they better be bloody disappointed with the publicity they thought they were going to get from this episode because they got nothing. The party was like 50 people in a tiny room for 2 minutes. And then Jax even left the party and no signage of this. It was just strange. For me, coming from an advertising standpoint, it's just so odd. Anyway, they all then decide to go for a dinner, like, in the hotel. So they all sit down and everyone is kind of on edge, especially Jesse. He says in his confessionals, 2 hours before, I basically had a meeting, I think it was with his counsellor or spiritual advisor or something like that. And he says, and I realised a marriage may be over. And then, you know, and his wife's like pressing him of what's going on, why are you acting strangely? And he's like, I have nothing to say. And then he bangs the table. And then what I realized very, very quickly is everyone's wasted. I had no idea. But they start going around the table and they'd been having the pre-drinks at the party and then drinks with dinner. And they were everyone, apart from Janet, who's pregnant, and one other person, I think Kristen was, apart from Kristen, crazily enough, was not wasted. They were all really drunk. You see, like, Danny and Zach, they're slurring words. Jasmine, I'm like, oh, they're all really liquored up. And the tension was there. You know, Jesse's was palpable. He was angry. He was ready for a fight. Michelle was ready for a fight, being frustrated at him. Kristen was just annoyed and didn't want to be there. Luke was really drunk as well, and he didn't want to be there. And so Kristen's like, I need to leave. And then Jesse kind of picks up on it. It's like, why? And he's like, she's like, you're just rude. And they have all this tension. So she gets up and you hear on the hot mic a producer grabbing Kristen and being like, don't leave. And she's like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. And then Jesse walks out and says to Kristen, while the producer's there, I will fucking bury you. To Kristen, if you say anything about my wife that I don't know about. And then we start hearing these voices getting raised in the corridor. Luke gets up, Zach gets up, everyone's wasted, and it ends up being Luke and Kristen against Jesse and Michelle, and her saying, I'm fine, I'll stop protecting you. The women are arguing with each other, the men are arguing with each other. And then, you know, Jesse is coming hard at Kristen and being very, very, very aggressive with his words. I'll fucking bury you. He's just a nasty, nasty little man. And then he goes to Luke, and Luke's like a foot taller than him. You know, Jesse's this tiny little guy. It was horrible. And then it starts to get physical. Jesse goes after Luke. Zach gets pushed out the way. Brittany gets pushed out. Where is Jax in all of this, by the way? I need to watch that replay. I think Jax is probably still in there eating his dinner. I don't know. Or maybe he'd gone after that. He was like, this is a perfect opportunity to go back to that girl at the Burning Man market. I don't know. But I don't know where Jax was at this. But they all start going for each other. And it's just a mess. And then Kristen and Luke leave. And then Michelle thinks it's a great idea to say, everyone get back in here and I need to talk to everyone. I don't know why, but as Kristen and Luke are leaving, they drop the bombshell. Yeah, I mean, I know all of her secrets. Jesse and Michelle were going through a rough time, and Michelle went and got a boyfriend, and she's had a boyfriend for about a year. And then she's like, I don't need to do any of this anymore. I may as well still be on VPR. And I just went, preach, we want you on VPR. We want your VPR. We want you on the Valley. We want you to keep doing things like this, Kristen. It was a decent episode. It was a little bit hollow, though, I felt. Like, we could have had a couple more arguments. That the fight at the end, we could have had a little bit more build up to that. It was just Jax looking maniacal, which we love. But this fight at the end, there's so much that isn't being said, and that Jesse's got a ton of secrets, you know. Michelle's obviously got secrets. Jax and Brittany, there is so much bubbling under the surface with those two. So much. I did see yesterday, Brittany posted on her Instagram that she was heading to Jax's, because they go to every week when the Valley airs, they air it at Jax's pub, and she was going there. I don't know what's going on. Was Jax there last night? I presume he would be. Maybe it's contractual that they need to be there every day after the night the Valley airs. Unclear. But guys, this is short and sweet. I just wanted to get this episode out so I could talk to you about the Valley. I'm enjoying it. I am loving seeing Kristen and Jax, as you know. I love seeing Kristen being dirty. I want Kristen to air as much as possible. I want to get into some scenes with Kristen and Jax. I'd love to see just those two again. I'd love to see them fighting, because they go dirty with each other, so that would be really good. And I also want to dig into someone going at Luke and saying, what do you do? Where are you getting your money from? Is he living off Kristen? Because we know Kristen loves to pay for her boyfriends. You know, there's a lot of that going. I'd love a lot of expansion in all of those areas. But I'm going to love you and leave you. I'll be back tomorrow, Friday, with the Patreon episode. That is going to be covering the documentary on Peacock you can watch now about this wackadoo community. It's called The Garden Commune or Cult. It'll be out tomorrow for our Patreon members. Only $5 a month, guys. You can go and sign up today for that. Love you so much. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, weekend, everything, really. Everything you're doing, I just hope it's all wonderful. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Tender Loving Care Podcast. Ways to support the show, dead easy. Follow us on Instagram. Send us a DM. I read and respond to every single DM. You can send us an email, tenderlovingcarepod@gmail.com. You can leave us a rating. That actually really, really helps, guys. Wherever you're listening to this, whatever streaming platform, whether it's Apple, whether it's Spotify, whether it's wherever you listen, there's so many places that you're streaming this in different countries. If you could just drop us a 5-star and a 1-line review, you have no idea how much that helps with the algorithm. It really does. So thank you. We obviously have merch. Link is in our bio on Instagram, as well as our Patreon. And you're all wonderful. Thank you so, so much. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.